Are you ready to glitterize your day? Let's get right to it. I'm the Samantha Parker, and here's your daily dose of glitter. Hey guys, welcome back to The Glitter. I'm sitting down with my good friend Trish. We're talking about, you know, we're like geeking out on, I don't know, DNA and nutrients. I was like, what are we geeking out on? I'm just enjoying these conversations. So a huge thing that might be affecting the way that we show up and the way that we're just feeling, God, this should just be a whole series about just feeling good, is really like your lifestyle. So how do you feel like you can show up as your best self? Like, how can you live your best life? That's a really loaded question. How do you live your best life?
Man, that is a loaded question. Lately for self-love, and I know you're the self-love baddie, it's been coming up. Everyone thinks of self-love as different, self-care, self-this. I recently was reading about self-love, and it came about that it's being able to be your true self, be you in any situation. And so a lot of us, we put on this mask and we act different in different situations. So being able to be you, and a lot of that is really getting to know you. So taking the time to be comfortable with who you are. And so mindset, emotional work, I'm like full body, all the seven elements, really taking that time to get to know yourself so that you feel comfortable showing up in the world. That's real self-love.
We talked about how you do these seven elements events, but we didn't ever talk about what the seven elements are for living your best life.
They are spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, relational, nutritional, and financial. And I said those out of order. Sorry, Lace. It doesn't matter. As long as you are focusing and have awareness on these areas and that there exists, because most of us pay attention to one. Like you said, we're so obsessed with weight or so focused on body. We're not working on mindset, or we're not looking at trapped emotions or traumas and things that show up that can make us just as sick as anything else.
Yeah. I learned this the hard way. About just closing the door on traumas. And I'm like, oh, it was in the past. It was like really like crippling me. It was the anxiety. It was the central nervous system. I could not regulate my nervous system. And, you know, I worked really, really hard on that for like a solid year while my husband was deployed. And of course, you guys, I got professional help. I did all the things. I still work on it to this day where I'm like, we will not go into a state of stress. We will not go into a state of fight or flight. But I had to actually like open the boxes. That's what we called them, the boxes in the closet, and be like, oh, that fucking happened, you know? And it wasn't like I had to relive it. I just had to like, just let it go essentially. And I can't tell you guys how to do that. It's just a process I went through.
Yeah, absolutely. It's witnessing it and releasing it. Witnessing and releasing it.
Yeah, that was really it. And sometimes too, I worked with a shaman and she would tell me that I didn't have to witness it. You know, she's like, I can see it and you don't have to witness it. And she's like, we know it's there.
And that's, I guess, what I mean by witness is instead of just shoving it behind a closed door and packing it in, one day that door knocks you over, everything tumbled out, is being able to be like, yep, that happened. And what happened, measuring it, looking at it and being like, and what came out of that? It's part of what made you.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes I think we could do it a lot nicer. You know, we could have done it better. That's all, whatever. But really, you guys, the seven elements are super awesome. I'll have them linked in the show notes, and we'll be back tomorrow, Trish.